You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. Hey, y'all. Before we dive into today's episode, I just want to take a minute to tell you about an upcoming event that I am really excited about. So, as many of you know, if you've listened for a while, I love to do meditation retreats on the solstices, the winter solstice and the summer solstice. And this year, because the podcast has really grown and I know I have listeners not only in Atlanta, but all over the world, I am doing my first ever winter solstice virtual meditation retreat. So this is going to be a live video call that we're going to do on Saturday, December 21st. It's going to be an hour and a half experience, and we'll be doing it together face to face. You'll be in your home, I'll be in my home, but we will really take some time to go deep. You're going to have two extended meditations, longer than we normally do here on the podcast. There'll be some journaling. There'll be some intention setting, not only for the new year, but for the new decade. And there'll be Q&A at the end. So if you've got questions or you want to talk about your practice, I am here. I would love to meet you and chat with you. If you're interested, go to my website, merylarnett.com. Click on events. You'll see all the information there. My email is there if you have questions. And if you use the promo code MindfulMinute2019, you save $5 on registration. MindfulMinute2019 saves you $5. Go to merylarnett.com, click on events for all the details and to grab your spot. I'd be so excited to meet you guys. There are many, many listeners that I haven't had the chance to meet or email with, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with you. Thanks for listening. Now to today's episode. We are kicking off our second week of talk centered around abundance this month. And I'm having a fun time with this topic, mostly because everybody's like, oh, I really want to talk about this. And equally, it's kind of a weird thing to talk about in meditation, right? Like a lot of our teachings in meditation are around some version of letting go. And it's not about things and stuff and grasping. It's about non-attachment. That's what makes us happier. And yet, we're all human. And we all want stuff, like actual stuff, as well as the grander hopes and dreams of our lives. And I'm 10 years into a practice, and it hasn't stopped for me. So, I'll tell you in another 30 if it changes. But for me, it hasn't really stopped yet. And so I think rather than talk about let go of all of everything you want and just live in simplicity, which I do think is a lovely teaching. But rather than teach that, what if we spend some time really learning to differentiate between healthy desire and unhealthy desire? Because I don't know that desire is going to go away for most of us in our lifetime. But I do think we can really become wise and skilled at understanding what's healthy and what causes us suffering. Right? So unhealthy desire tends to be the fix for unconscious unhappiness, right? Unconscious unhappiness in the form of loneliness, in the form of shame, in the form of not being clear about who we are, what we want, or feeling stuck in some way. And we all know the feeling, right? Like something happens and all of a sudden we find ourselves online shopping, right? Or and maybe it's not shopping for you. Maybe it's all of a sudden I find myself, eating 900 pieces of chocolate in a row or drinking 7 bottles of wine. Or like, what's the thing that you go to when you're having a bad day, right? So these things, these unhealthy desires, tend to have some really specific qualities to them. The first of which is they feel a little obsessive. Like we get it in our mind And we can't stop thinking about it. We have to have this thing, whatever it is, the new phone or the job promotion that's going to make our whole life better, or the piece of chocolate cake or whatever it is. It feels obsessive. It also feels rigid, meaning in your mind, there's nothing else that will fix it. It is only this one thing that we must have in order to now be happy. So it's a really rigid feeling. The other thing that I tend to notice with this unhealthy desire is that it's a feeling of a closed heart. And really what that means is I feel closed off. I'm not going to pick up a phone and call my friend and like have a heart to heart in that moment. I'm just going to like sit in my own stuff and online shop. Okay. Interestingly, if you remember the talk from last week, we talked about how when we decide we want something, we like get really busy trying to get it. And that busyness is a small, fixated, closed off mind. Okay. So the doing closes our mind. And the, I gotta have it, I gotta have it, I gotta have it, it closes our heart. And the practice, what we're cultivating, is how do we walk around with an open heart? How do we walk around not rigid in what we have to have, and what we have to believe, and what we have to know? And rather, can we soften enough to be open to what's here? So now we're shifting from unhealthy desire to healthy desire, because also there are things that we can want for ourselves in our lives that are about growth, that are about bettering our situation for ourselves or our families or those around us. It can be about connection. And in this healthy desire, the underlying feeling is what you want to pay attention to. Just as unhealthy feels tight, closed, rigid, a healthy desire is going to feel really open, generous even, very much about connection and sharing with others. And so the gift of our meditation practice is we get really skilled at noticing what we feel. And that might sound simple, but I think for many of us, definitely myself, I went many decades of my life without really feeling. Let me rephrase that. I went many decades of my life not noticing the physical sensation accompanying what I was feeling in my brain. Does that make sense? So I knew I was mad, but I couldn't really tell you what mad actually felt like in my body for a long time. Same with sad, same with jealous, same with happy. What does happy feel like in your body? You know? So the gift of meditation is we sit down, hopefully really consistently, even if it's only 5 minutes, and all we're doing is paying attention to what's here. And it might start with, I don't feel anything. For a really long time, that was my comments. Like, what's happening in your heart? And I was like, I don't feel anything. And learning to say, okay, so what does nothing feel like? Eventually you're like, oh, there's like a little vibration going on. Okay. Like I can feel my heartbeat a little bit. That's cool. And then you start to notice things like, well, today it feels like there's a hole, or today it feels really full, or it feels heavy, or, and you don't have to then go into the whole, well, what does that mean? Why does it feel like there's a hole in my heart? You don't do that. You're just noticing that this is what it feels like today. And then tomorrow you sit again and you notice what it feels like tomorrow and the next day. And what happens is we get so skilled at it, we don't even realize we're doing it, but we're driving the car and we're like, oh my God, I just got really tight and clenched. Okay, I know this feeling. And now we have space to decide, am I going down an unhealthy path or a healthy path? So we're going to practice tonight. We do a 20-minute guided meditation in this class. So we'll sit together for 20 minutes. I guide part of it. We have a bit of silence. And the only invitation for you is just to allow yourself to feel. And it might be that it starts by you noticing how much you're thinking. And you're supposed to be meditating. And how do you feel when you realize you're thinking that much? Like, what happens in your body when you're like, oh my God, this is not going to stop. That bell's not going to ring. I got to sit here. How does your body feel in your chest, in your belly, in your jaw? And then just say, okay, cool. What's going to happen next? And see what happens in the next moment. And that's the whole practice. This is the skill we're cultivating so that we can go out into the world and call out what it is we really do want to be abundant in our life in the healthiest, clearest way. Yeah. Okay. So if you've already had your legs crossed, take a moment to uncross, cross them the other way just to make sure blood is flowing, feet are awake. If you're practicing at home, you can certainly sit in a chair with your feet flat on the earth. Everybody will rest their hands onto their lap, palms face down. And when you feel ready, we'll let our eyes close. If it feels more comfortable for you today to take a soft gaze down towards the ground, that's always an option. And together as a group, deep inhale in, exhale out a sigh. And we'll do that again, inhaling fully and deeply. Exhale, let it go. And allowing your breath just to fall to its own natural pace now. Just a few easy inhales and exhales as you feel yourself landing right here in this room. In this seat, in this moment. And I invite you to silently say to yourself here, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. Claiming this time as your own, allow yourself to really sit. Feel your hips and thighs let go fully into the cushion or seat beneath you. And feel a subtle lifting up and lengthening of the spine so that you're tall. You might even feel the crown of the head lift up just a little bit. And as we sit and breathe, you'll feel muscles through the face just beginning to soften. So across the forehead, softening the eyes. Relaxing through the jaw, the lips, and even the tongue. And taking a moment to notice your throat, maybe swallowing once or twice just to relax the muscles in the throat. And a breath or two moves across the shoulders. Feeling the shoulders simply melting back and down. As if just by sitting here and breathing, you can release tension. And maybe you can feel down the length of the arms, noticing the weight of the arms, the way your hands rest. And just take a moment to sense down into the hands. Noticing if you can feel sensation in your hands right now. Often there's a vibrating or a hum of aliveness just inside the palms. And with easy, natural breath, you'll just begin to notice the chest. Maybe you start by noticing the way it rises and falls. And gradually sensing down inside the chest, just to notice what you feel today. Even if what you're feeling is nothing, can you notice? Breath by breath, your awareness might drift down towards your belly. You could relax your belly muscles a little bit, perhaps. And just notice sensation in your belly for a moment. And somewhere along the way, you're going to let yourself just feel the breath. For me, most often I can feel it just inside the nose. And you don't have to describe your breath or narrate to yourself. Just allowing yourself to feel breath in and breath out. And as we move into a period of silence, we'll each just do our gentle best to continue feeling the breath. Without doubt, we will also think thoughts, get distracted, Feel feelings. And our only job is to notice it all. You don't need to shush yourself or change anything about your experience. Instead, just with a gentle kindness for yourself, can you stay present to everything that arises? Feel the breath. Notice the experience. Feel the breath. Notice experience. Taking a moment just to notice that sense of letting go when the bell rings. Notice what your breath does, what your mind does, and your heart. I'm feeling that breath just a little bit deeper now, a little bit more purposeful, inhaling in and exhaling out. If you've slumped over, you might straighten your spine just a touch. When you're ready, you'll bring your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow the chin down. Taking just this last second to simply honor yourself. In a world obsessed with moving forward and achieving and doing, you just made the choice to be still. To sit down, no matter how easy or difficult today, and touch something real. Regardless of experience, honor yourself and the choice you just made. Deep breath in, exhale it all out. Thank you guys so much for sharing your practice with me today. It was my honor to sit with you. Namaste. Thanks for listening to the Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.